Vengeful depths and those hunted. 3 months ago, there was a tsunami somewhere deep along the coast of Montreal. 1 month ago, two young boys went missing, and yesterday was their funerals, as the Coast Guard presumed them both dead. The tsunami claimed many bodies, though most were found, few were lost, and the lesser of the claimed survived. The two young men enjoyed swimming in the ocean and kicking up the beach's sand. One of the survivors proclaimed miracles, and during the vigil, which both boys and their families attended, the boys laid out their candles and said their prayers for the dead before walking up and down the beach, waiting for their parents to take them home. They weren't interested in hearing roars of sobbing families and their frantic curses that they placed on their special ocean, their place of non-stop hilarity. "Didn't those hellish waves take enough?" cried the two mothers, their tears illuminated by candlelight, while father's fists brightened with accompanying moonlight. The town distraught, their hearts hurting, and the ocean calm, still, and quiet. But not finished. "I'll be back someday," it said as waves rescinded and thrusted into the depths, just as the boys did that night 1 month ago.